What's up, everyone? It is Denise Salcedo. Welcome back to the channel. I am very happy to introduce to you my guests for today. They are none other than the NXT Tag Team Champions, Wesley, Nash Carter, MSK. What's up, guys?
Hey, how are you, Denise?
How you doing?
You guys look so good with that gold around your waist. I love it.
Man, it just goes with my love of gold, you know?
Gotta, I love gold.
Gotta have the gold titles, gold watch, gold chain, you know.
Exactly.
Keep gold around here.
Exactly. I love that. All right, so let's go ahead and jump right into it because you guys have been, you know, a tag team. You guys have obviously worked together and known each other even prior to your NXT days, prior to signing with WWE. So I kind of want to, you know, rewind a little bit and kind of talk about what the experience was like for you guys to sign with WWE. And not only that, but to be able to come into the company as a team together, already having worked together in the past. So tell us a little bit about how that went down and what the experience was like.
Oh, that was surreal. Yeah. Like the moment that we knew that we were putting pen to ink, I remember just sitting next to him because we did it at the exact same time. So like, yeah.
It's one of the best moments of my life, you know?
Like just this rush of like euphoria and bliss happened when we completed everything. And I've been saying that it's hard to describe this, but like that was a like out of body experience. It felt like we were watching ourselves and just observing our dreams come true. And
exactly, dreams come true.
Absolutely, like I'm gonna use the word magnificent. Magnificent is the word of the day. Magnificent.
Obviously, you know, when you're coming in, like, you know, when you're coming into the company and you're, you know, a singles wrestler, it's easy to make that decision amongst yourself. But kind of like when you have a partner and you mentioned you guys are both signing together at the same time. Was it something where you guys had to kind of like bounce off of each other and say, hey, like, this is the direction that we want to go in? How was the decision making process like between the both of you?
So we've always been on the same page for pretty much everything. So when that come, we both were just like, yeah, no brainer.
You know?
No, brainer. There wasn't very much talking. It was just like,
hey, you got it? Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's go.
That's really easy. I like that, though, that you guys were obviously on the same page because people don't get that lucky where it's like, all right, we're on the same page with, you know, your partner. So to be able to be on the same team, like, that's great. So now you guys both signed in 2020 and late 2020, I should add, make your debuts in 2021. And within a month, you guys are NXT Tag Team Champions. So I kind of want to get what your initial reaction was when you found out that this would be happening so soon for you guys.
Well,
it was wild. We were filming little vignettes and stuff like that just to see with our characters and all that. And then we got the call. Hey, you guys good to be on tomorrow?
Please.
Yep.
Sure.
We're ready. So it was kind of just like a fast thing. We didn't really have time to think about anything. It was just like, you ready? We're ready. All right, let's go.
There was never really any time to process or like register everything that was really going on. We just hit the ground running.
Yep, there was no ready, set, go. It was ready, go.
the truck was speeding, and we just hopped out and just tried to keep running up alongside.
How did you guys feel when you actually won the titles?
Man, so I know I said it was the greatest moment of my life when we signed. I have like 7 greatest moments of my life. Getting these is one of them.
Again. It happened so quickly that we didn't really have that time to register it. It wasn't until we got home and we were sitting, reflecting, and looking at these in front of our faces.
This is real.
Like, yeah, this is real. It wasn't a dream. It really happened. And we are the NXT Tag Team Champions.
Yeah.
Even saying it right now, you're just like, okay, like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No matter how many times I have this in my hand, it still doesn't feel real. But every time that we walk out and we hear that crowd and we are doing what we love, this feels right. Mm-hmm. It feels like this is everything that we were supposed to be doing. everything that we've done beforehand led to this, and it has been a beautiful, beautiful disaster. No, I'm just joking. No. It hasn't been a disaster. It's been an absolutely chaotic uprise for us, and it has done nothing but elevate us both personally and professionally. So cannot thank life enough.
Yeah, and it was just so cool because you guys came in and, like, people were impressed with you guys immediately, right? Like, all the people that hadn't seen your work before. And then for you guys to get the title. So it's kind of like we all sensed that it was happening. So when it did happen, it ended up being, like, this culmination of this, like, really exciting moment. Kind of seeing, like, the birth of a new tag team really come to life on NXT. So, you know, with that being said, you guys were in the independent circuit before, you know, making the rounds. Now you're in WWE. For you guys, you know, we talk about signing with the company and having all of these greatest moments, becoming champions, etc. Personally, what's been the biggest change in your life or the biggest thing that you've sort of had to adapt to?
For me, it's I'm a superstar. I'm a WWE superstar now. So it's time for me to elevate myself as a superstar, you know, like just especially like taking care of my body, dieting, all of that, making sure everything's on point. Like, yeah.
Yeah. And just living up to what people feel that we should be. Like we already know what we're capable of and we understand our potential and we are striving to reach the pinnacle of that and break through. But the level that people hold us at, it's awesome. And for most people, they shy away from that kind of pressure, but we admire it. We want more of it. Like, not just the admiration or the notoriety that comes with it. We love the pressure. Mm-hmm. We love the stresses of having to grow and going through trials and tribulations and challenges to become better, whether it's through victory or success. We love it. And we welcome every single bit of it, every bit of it.
You know, I'm so glad that you mentioned pressure as well, because you guys came in at a very interesting period in NXT where you guys have, you know, you haven't been there for such a long time, but you've been there for a good amount of time where you've been able to be part of all of these different changes. When you guys came in shortly thereafter, we saw the move from Wednesdays to Tuesdays. And then also we now have the new, you know, the new era of NXT, NXT 2.0. So you guys have been able to be part of these changes. How have those changes been like, you know, being there and kind of, like I said, seeing all of that happen and being in the forefront of that as champions?
It's been relatively smooth. Like, the office does a great job of informing us of things, letting us know of how we should be approaching situations and tackling any of the obstacles that we may be having with the new changes that are happening. It's been so smooth. Like, I really can't say, yeah. I can't say anything other than smooth, because with any kind of changes that you make, it's always going to be pushed back from the people that are viewing it, and the just figuring out how to make it all cohesive. And they're doing a great job with it. Everything is flowing.
Yeah, I love NXT 2.0.
Yeah,
I love it. It just
bright, flashy, it's all the big face. I mean, it's us. Yeah. It's us. Like, it's
us. That new wave style.
You mentioned the colors, you know, the new branding, the new look of NXT 2.0, but there's also a lot of new faces on the brand, and respectively, you guys are new faces too. So how does it kind of feel like, you know, working with all of these new talents, getting familiar with everybody, seeing all the new characters and personas come to life? What's been that like for you?
It's great. It's just like iron sharpens iron type thing. You know, you see what people bring to the table. So you got to bring just as much,
if not more,
you know what I mean? And it's healthy, good competition, and it's great opportunity for other people to, like, for the audience to see these new faces and see new things and how they do their ways, you know, because the way we are sports entertainers could be different from the way somebody else is a sports entertainer. And it's just cool, you know? Everybody has options now.
Yeah.
And it's sick. Like,
there's a little bit of everything for everyone.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Just look.
Just take a look. Just take a look. Yeah, right. Have you guys found yourself in the position as guys who have been there, you know, a little bit longer than some of these new faces, where you have some of the new talent maybe going up to you guys and asking for like advice? Have you guys found yourselves at that point just yet?
We try to help always. It wasn't necessarily even just like because we're champions or anything like that. We've always been people who have tried to help other people reach to a different level. Mm-hmm. So if, like
we understand that most people haven't had the opportunities or experiences to travel internationally and learn different styles and different tools of the trade to like make yourself better. And we want to help with the learning curve. We understand that there's some people that need to get messages a lot faster than others, and we have no issues being the ones to relay that message. It feels good to help.
Yeah.
It does just feel good to help. We had a decent amount of help with our progression, and we understand the value in that. So we want to provide that to anybody and everybody that is willing to accept it from us.
Who would you say helped you out the most? You mentioned that you had a lot of help with your progression. Who would you throw out there as some of the people that helped you guys out?
Shoot. Some of the bigger.
So are we talking throughout the journey?
Yeah, throughout the journey or like right now?
Whichever or. You can talk about like the journey pre-WWE, in WWE, etc.
For me, My biggest would have to be Sami Callihan.
Yeah, same.
Sami Callihan has been one of the biggest catalysts to the growth of me than anyone else has outside of him. Our brother Trey and Myron.
Yep,
Those guys, like it was sharp, like he said, sharp iron sharpening iron. And it was great individuals that were wanting to push each other, and they saw the potential in each other, and they did their best to bring it out.
And then here, I love Coach Carino, Steve Carino.
Coach Carino.
Because he gives us a new way of looking at things. You know, like he challenges us to open up our minds and, okay, so you do it this way, but what about if it's this way or this way? And like, it just like, oh my, I've never thought about it like this. So there is a different route I can take to, and it's great. And Triple H as well.
Of course.
He's the best. He's the best.
He has a great way of motivating you with just his like aura and his presence. Like, and same thing with Sean. Sean has done that as well. We've had numerous opportunities, numerous times where he's pulled us aside and given us some advice and some insight into things. And also Coach Terry Taylor. Coach Taylor has been like a rock for me. I come to him and ask him a lot of questions, personal questions, about how to be a better person, not only in this company, but also in just life in general. And he's been a great, great aid and helped me become a person.
Yeah, and his mind for this business is wow.
Yeah.
So if you can't get anything from him, then you're not trying.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to turn your receivers up. Change your antennas, do whatever you need to so that you can get that message, because it's always going to be something good.
That's really great. And then you mentioned all these names of people that helped you out even before and even in WWE, et cetera. And, you know, we've seen you guys grow, you know, as a person who watches weekly on television, we've seen you guys grow on, you know, as champions on television. So with that being said, for you guys, you know, kind of having this opportunity to, you know, do this like change, what would you say has been the biggest change or like the growth in yourself and your progression as champions? And also, how do you feel about your reign as NXT tag champions right now?
Well, honestly, the biggest change is just viewing ourselves as the champions. That was just the biggest change, because we've held gold before, but this is different.
We're the guys. We are the top of the tag team division, you know?
And it's...
So being able to change and carry ourselves as champions now and just get more of our personality out and more of us and try to give more and more and more. That's probably the biggest change right now. Mm-hmm. We just want to lay it all out.
Yeah, there, you know? We know we're very much open books, and we just don't want to flood everybody with the information that we have coming out of us. So like we're doing a nice little spits of information and things like that, but everyone should get ready for us to really start exposing a lot more of who we are, both inside and outside of the ring, because I mean, pretty cool.
You're cool, man.
I love that. I love that. All right, so let's jump into your upcoming match. This Tuesday night, you guys are both involved in an 8-man tag. You're teaming with a new duo, speaking of new faces, Josh Briggs and Brooks Jensen. And then you guys are taking on a team that you're very familiar with, the Grizzled Young Veterans, and then the new duo of Trick Williams and Carmelo Hayes. So first of all, what are your thoughts on working with Briggs and Jensen? And then what are your thoughts heading into the match itself?
There's some big boys.
Yes, we are very glad that they are on our side because whoo, they hit hard. My hand is still actually like stinging from those high fives that I got from them. And I regret that.
No, we're excited. You know, it's, again, new opportunity, new faces, new ways of painting this beautiful picture that we all paint. So it's exciting. You know, we don't want to be stagnant.
Yep.
We don't want to be stagnant at all. So the more we can show, like, it's going to be a crazy dynamic. The high flyers with the big, rough, tough brawlers, you know. And
then you got GYB with their intellect and then their unison. And then we honestly don't know what Trick and Melo are going to be doing. We've yet to see them tag.
Yeah.
So it's hard for us to kind of do any kind of studying and figure out what weaknesses or what strengths that they may have. So,
you know, a singles match is completely different from a tag match.
Bingo.
So it's, I'm just excited.
Yeah, very much excited.
And that is true. You know, we haven't seen them tag, so it's not like you can go off of anything. So you kind of got to go off of your instincts and find out what you find out once you get in the actual ring itself. So now before we move on to the next portion of our interview, I do want to ask you, like, within, I don't know, you know, a lot happens in WWE and a lot happens fast. So I kind of want to ask you, like, within the next, like, 1 to 2 years, where do you guys see yourselves in the company? How do you feel where you want to be within like a year or two?
Still champs.
Oh, champs. Champs, but in different aspects as well. We want the Raw or SmackDown Tag Team Championships.
We just want to be great and do great things.
Facts. And big time facts.
My dream from being a little kid is being a WWE superstar on Raw or SmackDown, getting a Mania moment. You know, that's what I want.
Same. And now we have the opportunity of doing it with my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't get any better than that.
Amazing, amazing. So we got a couple minutes left. So I'm going to go and jump into our lightning round portion. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you guys 5 questions. I want you to both answer them. So you guys can go, whoever wants to go first. And then there are a couple of questions that are addressed to one of you specifically. So it's really fun. Answer however you please. And let's go ahead and get started. Here we go. Question number one. Who is your favorite tag team growing up for each of you?
Already was.
Yeah, same.
Ah.
I love that. Question Same. Number two. Favorite Halloween movie?
Halloween 2018.
Nice.
Then Child's Play 3.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Question number three. What was your first impression of each other?
He's cool.
Same. Honestly, yeah.
Is that the honest one?
Yeah, honestly, yeah. There was never any kind of animosity between the two of us when we first met.
Just clicked.
Yeah.
On every sort of aspect.
Yeah. Like, I don't even think we talked until we needed to have our match.
Yeah.
We didn't talk at all.
What? So how did that work out between the both of you?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Pretty dang good.
Oh my God. I love that. I love that. All right. And question number four, this one's for Wes. What is something that Nash is a big fan of?
Oh, necro figures.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Oh, and vinyl records.
Lost Boys.
Lost Boys, pop punk. his family. His family is the big one. That's the biggest one.
And same question for you, Nash. What is something that Wes is a big fan of?
Me. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Any sort of martial arts movie, dancing, preferably hip-hop dancing. Man, what else? Man loves chicken wings. especially in the air fryer.
Yes.
He makes a
yes. Lemon pepper with some spice in it.
Loves a scooter.
I rode my scooter in today. Just
oh my god.
Him into a cat dad. So
All right, so I was gonna be a cat dad anyway. I grew up with cats. But he convinced me to go ahead and make the set. And now I am a proud father of my beautiful baby girl Aurora.
That is so sweet. Oh my gosh, I love that. I love how you guys just know each other so perfectly. Gave me like a bullet point list of what you guys are each a fan of. That is absolutely great. Well, guys, I want to thank you so much for chatting with me today. So before we go, feel free to plug in anything you guys would like to plug in.
Watch NXT 2.0 Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. on the USA Network.
And make sure that you watch the NXT Tag Team Champs continue to reign over the tag team division of NXT 2.0. And anybody and everybody that wants to go ahead and step up and get them, understand that you are not going to have a chance.
Bingo.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for watching. Do not forget to give this video a like, subscribe to the channel, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye, everyone.
Peace.